I started acting in plays long before I knew how to tie my shoes. Actually, I'm horrendous when it comes to shoe tying. I wear my loafy Merrells every day to avoid failure. My peers have joked, "Seriously, Henry? Why do you wear Merrells all the time? They're so gay." Hold up. Gay? What do you mean gay? How is a pair of perfectly comfy jungle mocs considered gay? They're dull brown, so I'm pretty sure you aren't hinting at the brightly colored definition of gay. Do Merrells just scream gay because they're primarily worn by homosexuals? Interesting. Are you implying that shoes allude to one's sexual orientation? Oh, I get it now. Since Ellen DeGeneres frequently wears sneakers, everyone else who owns a pair is lesbian. Let's get this straightened out. No pun intended. Any authentic theater environment is full of camaraderie. I've yet to encounter another setting that's as diverse and welcoming. Sure, there are gay actors out there, but why does society stereotype male actors as gay? Several summers ago, I played Thisbe in A Midsummer Night's Dream. I went on stage in full drag, a silver dress, 3-inch heels, and a hot pink wig. The audience roared with laughter when I spoke in falsetto. Yeah, I guess you could say that my performance was gay, but that's acting. In May, I'm playing Skye Masterson in the Footlighter spring production of Guys and Dolls. Skye is suave, classy, and smooth as velvet. He's the quintessential gambler of 1950s New York. Skye is everything that I am not. I'm driven to dig deeper to portray such a heroic masculine character. But again, that's acting. See what I mean? Like any conundrum, sexuality keeps us up at night. We toss, we turn, we live, we learn. Stereotypes are a waste of time. It takes guts to make a fool of yourself on stage. Singing, acting, smiling, tap dancing, and carrying a giant wooden quarter all at the same time requires athleticism. You want to challenge me? Watch out. I can throw my javelin farther than you can chuck a tennis ball. Do society a favor. Train your mind to forget about sexuality. Instead of murmuring, "Isn't that guy like the gay guy, you know, the theater guy?" consider any of the other 764,329,148 fun facts about him. When you make an assumption about someone's sexuality, you're wasting your own time. Why ponder over whether or not someone's attracted to the same sex when you can reflect upon their achievements? If everybody learned to accept each other, we wouldn't have to worry about appearance in the first place. I'm not upset if you think my shoes are gay, guys. To be perfectly honest, I'm honored. Because last time I checked, gay is defined by the New Oxford American Dictionary as lighthearted and carefree. As far as I'm concerned, you can never go wrong with gay. Well, that, and wearing Merrells.